A word for us, hallelujah. But I need you to put a demand on this word and just pull. My armor bearers prayed for me this morning that God would just take us into prophetic words on today, that God would release a word, hallelujah, that goes beyond what I prepared on my paper. And if you desire that from God, hallelujah, you ought to give him something. You ought to get involved. You ought to start pulling. You ought to start claiming what you already believed God for before you got here. Amen. Don't sit on the Lord and don't sit on me. I worked hard for this message. Glory to God. I don't come and give you guys just anything. And so I want you to talk back to me and let me know that you're receiving. Hallelujah. That you appreciate what God is sending you today. Amen. Come on and give God a Shabbat. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You are Lord over this worship experience. Hallelujah. We crown you King. Glory to God. Somebody say the power of the blood of Jesus. Now say it like you mean it. The power of the blood of Jesus. The power of the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. And I am certainly learning how powerful the blood of Jesus is. I've never studied so much on the blood, and I am so excited about what Jesus has done for us. And I want us to receive the revelation that he has given us today. The power of the blood of Jesus. Today we're going to continue to receive more revelation from Holy Spirit. How many know if Holy Spirit don't reveal it, you're not going to receive anything? It's the anointing on him that imparts on the inside of us. So we want Holy Spirit, hallelujah, to teach us more powerful doctrinal truths about the blood of Jesus revealed in our New Testament covenant. Glory to God. The Old Testament people only could look forward to the blood of an animal. And God allowed it to be sufficient for them, but one of the things it couldn't do for them was change them on the inside. Hallelujah. They did not have the life that flowed through the blood of Jesus on the inside of us. When we're born again, we get that life, the God life, the eternal life. I'm excited. I'm excited. Hallelujah. So we're going to go to our foundation scripture that the Lord gave us on last Sunday, 1 Corinthians chapter 10. We're going to lift up verse 16 and 17. 1 Corinthians chapter 10. Verse 16 and 17 in the Amplified Translation. The word of the Lord says, the cup of blessing. I like that already. The cup of blessing. So now when we receive the communion cup, we need to be reflecting on it. Is the cup. Hallelujah. I want to say it like this. The cup of the blessing. Hallelujah. Everything that God has. Hallelujah. Purpose for us that's in the blessing. Hallelujah. That cup is going to get it for us. The cup of blessing. The cup of blessing of wine at the Lord's Supper, upon which we ask God's blessing. Does it not mean, does this cup of blessing not mean that in drinking it, we participate in and share a fellowship, a communion in the blood? That means every powerful thing in the blood, when I drink this cup of blessing, I get to participate and fellowship with the power, the covenant blessings that's included in the blood. That gives me a totally different outlook on the communion meal that I partake of every day. Glory to God. I'm receiving, when I drink this cup, a participation in a share of fellowship, a communion in the blood of Christ, the Messiah. Not just any blood, but I've studied about the blood, and I know that there's no sin in that blood. I know that blood is spotless. I know that blood purchased my justification. That blood made me righteous. That blood healed my body. That blood brought me into the body of Christ. There's so much about the blood that I understand, and so much that the Lord is teaching me and you about the blood. I get to participate in fellowship in that blood every time I drink that cup. And you can see why the enemy has kept the church in a place of tradition that they have missed. They drink the cup without understanding the blessings that's in that cup. And they leave right out of the church and claim their sickness all over again. They claim their lack all over again. Simply because they don't understand the blessing in that cup. That we get to participate every time we drink his blood. What else does it say? It says the bread which we break, does it not mean that in eating it, we participate in? Ooh, glory to God. Help me, Holy Ghost, not to get ahead of myself. I feel God. We participate in and share a fellowship, a communion in the body of the anointed one in his anointing. His body, though it was striped and wounded and bruised for us, when he resurrected from the dead, he resurrected with a body, hallelujah, that was completely whole. A body that had conquered death, hell, and the grave. A body, hallelujah, that in all three worlds, everything has to bow its knee to. And we get to participate and fellowship, hallelujah, with his resurrected body. Although he still have the scars, he's not sick anymore. Woo! Sin no longer has dominion. Hallelujah. He got it all for you and I. And when I eat his body during that Holy Communion meal, I now understand that I'm participating in something. I'm fellowshipping with something. The anointings that rest upon the Lord, everything in him and me. Every time I partake of his body, heaven, hallelujah, sees an infusing going on the inside of me. I can't be the same. And the time is coming when the revelation of that thing is so great in me, there's nothing offensive, glory to God, that can remain in my body, hallelujah, because the fellowship and participation with his blood and his body is ushering out everything that is of the curse. Ooh, help me, Holy Ghost. I might be acting up all by myself today, God, but I tell you, I feel this thing. I'm participating and fellowshipping not with matzah and grape juice. That means there's no sickness. There's no issue of the curse that can lord over me anymore. And the more I eat and the more I drink and the more revelation I get, the more I eat, the more I drink, the more revelation I get, the more I participate, the more I commune. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm being filled up. That's when Paul's prayer, hallelujah, that the Christ would be molded. The Christ can grow up on the inside of me. And the only one that can limit that process is me. I said the only one that can limit that process is me. The only one that can limit that process is me. The only one that can limit that process is you. The devil can't stop it because he can't tamper with the blood. It's already a done deal. His substitutionary sacrifice is finished forever. There'll never be another sacrifice, so it ain't a thing the devil can do to stop you or me. The only one that can stop us is us. Because we don't understand what we hold in our hand every time we eat his body and drink his blood. I intend to preach this thing until this church rises up. Hallelujah. And every time an issue come against you, you get that communion table and you go to work and you participate and you fellowship and you commune. Hallelujah. With the power in the blood and the power in his resurrected body. You're not going to need no natural doctors. You're not going to need no banker. Y'all better come on up in here. You're not going to need no, come on somebody. You're not going to need anybody to speak to your mind. Hallelujah. What I'm saying is you won't need a psychiatrist. You won't be wilding around in a circle wondering what to do. Because we get that communion table anytime we want to. See, in the old times, they were taught that they couldn't take it at home. Come on. A priest had to administer the elements. Come on, y'all. The devil was stopping the people of God from receiving a meal that would completely heal and deliver and set them free. There's salvation in the communion meal. And we get to participate. Woo-hoo, glory. Hallelujah. And fellowship. Glory to God. High blood pressure can't stay high. Y'all ain't saying nothing. Cancer can't take over cells. Y'all ain't saying nothing. Diabetes has no place. Your pancreas will release the proper amount of insulin every day for life and health. Y'all ain't saying nothing. Your heart, your lungs, glory to God, have to line up because you're communing and fellowshipping with the resurrected Savior. Nothing can stop us. New body parts, glory to God, I heard the Holy Ghost say, will begin to be transferred from the causal realm into the natural realm. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I was worshiping the Lord on yesterday morning, and I just weep before him because the revelation was so powerful. Pastor John came in the room, and he stood there looking at me. He said, "What's the matter?" He said it about two or three times, and I finally had to say, "It is nothing to matter. Everything is so awesome because what God did was he showed me myself in the spiritual realm, releasing prayers from that realm instead of where I normally have seen myself from this realm. I was in that realm. I saw those words coming. Hallelujah. He said, because everything in the causal realm is right now. There's no time in the causal realm. So everything that I said is right now. Do you understand what I'm saying? I saw myself in that realm releasing words, glory to God. And I heard myself say it's right now. It's not in the future, glory to God. Because if it's faith, it's now. And I was praying from a realm of now. Woo, that thing tore me up. I couldn't stop weeping. I saw God. And God said, that's the realm, daughter, you're supposed to pray from all the time. I saw myself there. Good God Almighty. So if you see me running today, woo, glory to God. Woo. Shayande Bosa. Never stop learning, saints. Never stop learning. I don't care what your title is. You don't know everything. Hallelujah. Ooh, and I cried for a long time. I just couldn't control myself. I was like, wow, I saw that realm. And the Holy Ghost said, that realm is always now. He was letting me know I was in faith. I wasn't in the hope. Ooh, I wasn't in the future waiting for it. I was right in the zone. So I'm messed up, y'all. I'm messed up. Ooh, you can't show Cheryl something and she don't share it with the world. Ooh, good God Almighty. Tell your neighbor, get in that realm. Hallelujah. God accepts nothing but faith. He don't accept us praying outside of that realm. We get nothing outside that realm. We're always waiting for it to happen. Have the Holy Ghost teach you how to get in that realm. Ooh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Ooh, I'm so excited. All right, settle down, Cheryl, settle down. You haven't got past one scripture here. Hallelujah. Ooh. But you know what it is? That every day, participation and fellowship with that communion table is opening my eyes to a realm. It's opening my eyes to things. It's pushing me beyond what my five senses have been dictating to me for so long, y'all. Ooh. And this communion table has taught me the real love walk. I'm telling you, we get nothing from him without it. We think we love people till they do something we don't like. And they're going to do stuff you don't like. I said, they're going to do stuff you don't like. Let me get on back over here now. Stay on this message. That's another sermon. Okay. All right. So, he's asking us a question. He said, does it not mean when we partake of the cup of blessing, that we're sharing a fellowship, a communion in the blood of Christ? And when we break the bread, hallelujah, does it not mean that in eating it, we're participating and sharing a fellowship, a communion in the body? Ooh, the only word missing from this scripture is resurrected body. His body is resurrected. He has all power, and we get to share.